Nefesh Shechita, he exposes the Beishet, and he exposes the inner membrane, and he sees whether there is any neker in the Beishet, or there is no neker. Masha'inkin gabe behime, yes, b'shavim, the Beishet also. So suppose he Nefesh Shechita, he exposes the inner membrane, and he certainly has to see a neker there, because he had to shech. So maybe the neker Michayov was in the same place where he applied the sakin shel shvita. That is in the case where the sofik is, whether there was a neker or not. So by behavior, since he must cut the veishet anyway, so there is no way of telling. But Abu Babitus, where the sofik is not in the neker, but whether the lion injected the poison into the veishet, Avol gabit uso kib de mikim o matin. So if the lion did inject the poison in the veishet, so then the whole spot where the lion injected the poison, so should be red. So then you can tell whether there is just the redness that is due to a cut, to a shechita cut, or a redness that is due. Because of the clawing by the lion. Abu Gamaduzik in the Kim of Maidin, after we shot up Boye, Shekha Bimash. This is Rashi. If Rashi to Rashi to the base, Gabi Barabs, the common Nishka to the base, Dil Mokimekim Shokhu, the Bisopi Pusa, we talk about Makim. Because in that Gimore, that Chopres, when the Gimore says that he couldn't be Baidik. So Rashi said, applies the Gimore to a case of Sopi Mikuk. So that's why, so according to Rashi's own pshat, there is no kasha. Because if the sofik is, whether there is a neker v'chaim or not, so then it's impossible to be beidik by behemo. Because there has to be another chtiche, machmas v'shvite. So it's impossible to tell. But where the sofik is, whether truth or not, so it is possible to tell. Masha'inkin, according to Yisrael, says one pshat, that the Gemara there the Gemara deals with the case of Sofik Truso, and still the Gemara says, so according to that pshat, so it is muhaf from the Gemara, that even when the Sofik is in Truso, not in Kubo, so it's impossible to determine in the behavior, in view of the fact that he has to cultivate it, so there will be red, there will be dam anyway. So the melee, it will be impossible to tell whether the redness is due only to the shritikot, or here there is an extra redness that is due because of the Ari, he injected its poison. In other words, there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis, that kofches, as to whether when the Gemara says that we cannot be beidik by behemo, by inspecting the veishet, because he has to share the veishet, so according to Rashi, that only applies to a case where the sofik is in the kubo, but where the sofik is in druso, we can be beidik by behemo. And according to Tesis, even when the sofik is in druso, we still cannot be beidik. Yosha protects the veishet, pirish bekuntres, vikir adam, and bevifnim. Vinire, so again, we have a machleki between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so when does Zula say that in Chayishishin and in Kshero, only there is no droplet of blood inside the nation? But if there is a droplet of blood, then we are Chayishish. But Tesis says that according to Zula, we are not Chayishish, even if we do find a droplet of blood. Kosova Zula in Chayishishin is something to us. We come on paskinon the chayshinon li sofik v'uso. So the Gemara here says that the reason is why Ula says in chayshishin because he holds in chayshinon li sofik v'uso. But in view of the fact that the Gemara paskins that chayshinon li sofik v'uso, so we don't pask like Ula. So in the case of Yosef the king's beveshet, we are also chayshish. V'im ki Yosef the king's beveshet chayshinam eshelim v'im teima. So that means that the Pesach Halacha is not like Ole. That we are Chayishish, Shemo Yivri, maybe there was an Ekev, and the scar tissue covered it. Vintei ma mamai neymen nishchat, mamai neymen nishchat hutro. Gidamunum, fere kamet alim bon zeyvinot vod neymai, ve'arzirom kishen yikovim, So the Gemara says that the sugi of chilas is accounted in Yisrael. So the Gemara says the tif efta shrit. So then his if came and he was already opened up the stomach of the sheir efta the shrit. Then his if came and took away some of the internals, and then the zayif brought it back, and we saw that the internals that the zayif brought back, so our perforated pierce, so we are not chayin sheirish. Maybe it was perforated before the zayif, because in as much as he know that when the zayif grabs internals, so he certainly perforates them, so here there is no reason. So we attribute that to the Zayif. Why? Because we say Mishkat Utro. So the question is, why don't we pass like after all here too? It's Mishkat. And no, there is no real reason. So we should not attribute it to anything Mechai that happened, that was a naked Mechai. In other words, over there by Bozeh, little Nimai, so the whole Reyese took place after the Shrit. But before the Shrit, there was no Reyese. There was no Reyese. But Mashein came here. So there is in Eldos, Sveike Mechaim, here we are dealing with a case where before the Shrit, we observed that there was a king's division. We saw that before Mashiach had been. So the Mele, we cannot rely on Chazoki, because we can only rely on Chazoki if it's Nishchat or Hutro. So in other words, so when the Reyes takes place at the Shrite, but here the Reyes took place, Mechai, V'chitei Mishano, Shemir Tzvika, Mechai, Mor, Mephir, Bar, Edachi, V'yil, Gabi, Keirish, and Sofikor, Lay, Sofikor, Lo, 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 that has to do with the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Yevomis of Chamishes Renoshim Petri. He says, "So is Eiyim, it's always so is Eiyim." Minachlit Zinayim. So the halacha is that an elbow is not mifelas. I mean that everybody agrees with that, even Bisham. So in other words, suppose there are two brothers. Suppose there are two brothers, Ruvein and Osher. And let's say, and Ruben, he was married to Sora Basoshe, to his niece. She's Mutarasti. And then Ruben dies, and she's Nefales to her father. So naturally, she's Mutarasti, she could doubt anything, because she's an elbow to Osha. So that, of course, everybody agrees. There is a machlech between Misham and Misilel in regard to the Torah. Suppose, there are two brothers, Ruben and Osher, and Ruben has two wives. One wife is Sorar Basosha, and the other wife is Rochel. Two wives. And then Ruben dies. So naturally, Sorach is not Sukalim. She's an elder to her father. But how about Rochel, the co-wife? So, the machlik between Misham and Bisilel, of course we pass the like Bisilel, that the Nelbo Chomishes Renoshi, he patrons Sorisayim, it's always Sorisayim, Atzif Kolim. So, that's the Allah. Then the Mishnah says, V'chulom Shemeisu Ve'igiyoshu. So they do not patter the Sorisayim. In other words, when do we say that it's the Tzorei is also Pturom Nachlitz Meivim? Only when the time when Reuven died. So both wives were the wives of Reuven. But suppose Reuven was originally married to two women. One to Sorach and one to Rochel. And then, but let's say a day before Reuven died. So Sora died. By the time when Reuven died, so Sorach is not his wife anymore, because she died the day before. Or suppose a day before, it doesn't have to be a day, it can be even an hour or half an hour before the death of Reuven. So Reuven was Migarei Sorach. So and then half an hour later Reuven died. And he only left his wife Rochel. So then Rochel is Kukolim. So Livu Lichlitze. Because at the time, only when do we say the Nelvo Patas Betzore? Only if at a time when the Anei fail, so they are both Zitzore. But if at the time of the Mephile, so she was not Zitzore because she was already divorced. The one who is elbow to Tosha was divorced half an hour before, died half an hour before. So Mele, she's skukol lichlitzli. Then the Mishnah mentions, suppose that there was sofik kedush. So then, so chletzes v'misyavetz. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't he say Gabigirishan also Sofikon of Lay, Sofikon of Law? Vilu Vikitim Shamoch Shinil Zvik Machayim and Fin Dal Dachi. Vilu Gabigirishan Sofikon of Lay, Sofikon of Law, Loikaton. Peru Shimutoga, Sorasavu Shubilichwit. So the Gemara explains, points out, suppose Reuven was married to Sorach and to Rochel. And then, let's say, a week before Reuven died, so Reuven will get to Sorach. And but it's a sofik whether the get fell in the daladames of Reuven or in the daladames of Sorach. So that means that it's a sofik mitreshes. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that in such a case, when Reuven dies, so Rochel is chiletzes lo misyavemes? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, no, in that case, so Rochel doesn't require chlitze, umutora, sora, selva, mishuk, bele chlitze, she can get married mishuk, without chlitze. Why? Because, to it is of it, maybe the get fell, korev law, not korev lay. So the mele, that means at the time when Reuven died, there was no tzor. There was only one wife. Was only one wife. So because the other wife, Sorach, was already divorced. So the mele, she should require chlitze. So the answer is, since it's a suffix, so we are tele and the chazor. Now, unforesh time mishim, mishizu becheskaset al mishukim eles. When Reuven originally was married to two wives, to Sorach and to Rochel, so at that time Rochel was destined, if everything had remained the same, without any change. So at that time Rochel was destined to become a teres l'shuk upon the death of her husband. So if later on Reuven threw a ghetto to Zorach, and it's not called race or called law, so we don't have to make a change, we rely on Hazok. So, before time, Shem 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 Even though the thing happened later on. So we still rely on the Chazokia before. So in other words, here we cannot rely on the Chazokia, since it's Nishchato. So we should rely on the Chazokia because why? Because Bichayo, the Behemo was Imedes, was destined to become Muter, Lachashrit. Why? Because here we have a very strong Kayase. Because since the lion did enter the stable, so it's a very strong Kayase. So Vachaname Kedishon and Amin Becheskat, Vishadokan it was a Shrit. In other words, there is, when we say that we are telling that the get fell, Korev correctly, not correctly, where the possibilities, the chances of the get falling, correctly, is, are the same as the chances of the get falling correctly. But here, the chances, once a lion enters a stable, and we heard it wasn't all quiet. So, and the behemoths were screaming. So the melee, it's more likely that in view of the fact that there was a lion in the stable and they were screaming, that it's more likely that there was a goose. So the melee, we cannot rely on the chazor. Shanoch e guse shlichet. Vodam vili kam gabar ishe nichmas lina shvorim. Again, if a lion entered the stable, where there were a number of oxen, we need to prepare our garbage shall have them. And then, so we found on the gab of one of the shvorim, a tzipere. Ki mikil mei mahoche, mikil mei mahoche, u kitura cheske. Is rav mitani domar in chei shishim, is a pibus. Avu man domar chei shishim, lo mikmina le achazoke. So, but why should we not be telling the chazoke after all? We are always still a chazoke. Let's say in the case of Gerish and Sofi Korv Lei, Sofi Korv Lo. So, Hosoname, Dome Litle, Sieza, Bidus, Sari, Kmoi Bisofik, Druso, Bial. So over there it's also Moshe. Shana also in Israel Gisue, ובכתיך החזור בשוכן הזו בשושום אין בעלגב, לא ישחד לגיסורי, לא ישחד לכנעמי יתר, אבל הוכה, מי קורא, הוא יסו בחסק כשאירו. Now, so, Tesis says, here the Gemara says, here the Gemara, as the Kashi, מי שלו משניך תיכס, אך אשר חילה ואך אשר שומע. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, הוסו מישחד לגיסורי, הוכה מי ישחד לגיסורי. So that's a good teretz. That's a good teretz in regard to the case of shteichtichis. Mashin case, in regard to the case of tichachas, sofik chayos as yoshimen, so according to this means, according to Mandona, that there is a chiyuv of Hashemtolu, even if tichachas. So how will we explain this thing? So he says, over there, even though it's not this chazik isurim, even though it's not this Chazik Yisurei, so there is no Cheska Seter either. Masha'in can hear, so we have the Cheska Seter, because Nish Letao the Cheska Seter in it. Alright. Yossi, Ahu Mirabonon Kamil Rav Kane, Vi Yossi Vikon, Nimtzi Sitna, Avon Yosha, Chalshino. So one of the Rabbonon said that when the Zula said that in Chai Shishin only if we just found the inside of Asian, a thorn, but if it's impacted, if we observe that the Veshet was impacted, was sticking in the, that the thorn was sticking in the Veshet, in the membrane of the Veshet, but we didn't see that it penetrated through both members, but it did stick if we found it not just inside, let's say. In other words, so Rav Rabbanan said, let's say, that when the Zula said, let's say if this is the ratio, so when the Zula said in Chayishi, if we only found the thorn inside, not impacted, but if we found that the thorn was impacted, but we didn't see that it pierced through both membranes. So then Ula is made that we are Cheshis. And Nintzis it Rabo, Yoshav Hashim, Omar Rav Kanoi Tatsisolei. Don't pay attention. Yoshav, even if it was found impacted, as long as we didn't see that it pierced through both membranes, so there is a possibility it did not pierce through both membranes. In other words, that the behemoth, while it was grazing in the pasture, swallowed a thorn, and then once the thorn was swallowed in the veshet, so it stuck. It got stuck into the membrane, but it didn't pierce through. We don't have to be re-changed. It may be it pierced through already. And then it was pushed out. So he says, Avonim says, so Ules Chidesh is even the case where it was Yosha. Avonim says, so everybody agrees. Avonim says, Luyitz Lichleli Ule. The Hule Chime Praise Ketzor. In other words, when is there in Machlekes? Nimoy, as to whether we are Heshish, shall we if we are not? And Ule says we're not Heshish, because Ule holds, like Rav, that Heshish is Sofik Fusa. But according to Mandova, according to Shmuel, that Heshish is Sofik Fusa, then we have to be Heshish only by Yosha. Mashenke, if we just found inside the Heshish, just like that, and it's not, we didn't see that it was impacted in the membrane of a Meshet. So then, even according to the Aloche, the Chesho is something to us all. So here we wouldn't have to be Cheshish, because that's no reason, the fact that there is inside the Meshet, there is the form. Because in so many behaviors, that brings on the pasture. So as they eat, so they also pick up a thorn and they swallow it, and many times a thorn remains in the vase. The chule chile price kutzo. Now the Rashi. Nimtzi sit mabloi chile chashin shel miseir is nikvo vihivu achitzi. The rice ore is beifel viorim itma tu betzavish. Now tubetz aveshet, the literal meaning of tubetz aveshet means the court of the esophagus, but it really has reference to the pharynx. So itmar tubetz aveshet. Suppose there is a nekev in the tubetz aveshet, in the pharynx. So what kind of a nekev will be matri the behem? Chavom abimash. In other words, according to Rav, so the Tuvitz HaVeshet has the same din as the Veshet. So just as the Veshet becomes treifer even with the Mashu, not after the Rube, Gargeres becomes a sore only if it is severed in the major portion of the circumference. But Veshet, even just a slight naked in Mashu. So Tuvitz HaVeshet has the same din as the Veshet itself. And the Mashu asks, Ushmuel Omano, Tuvitz HaVeshet is not Veshet, does not have the same status as the Veshet. So it only becomes Oser if it is severed in the Tuvitz HaVeshet, is severed Berubei. Rav Oma B'Mashu Mekim Shriteu, Ushmuel Oma Berubei, Lav Mekim Shriteu. Lav Mekim Shriteu. So at first the Gemara assumed that the reason is why Rav says that it has to be Mashu, because according to Rav, the Tuvitz HaVeshet has mamesh a din of the Veshet. It's an extension of the Veshet. And Gabriel Alochas. Now, in other words, since it's the Veshet, so melee you can cut the Tuvitz HaVeshet. And it will also be a good shrit. So mele, the din of Mashu also applies. Well, on Shmuel Oma Berubei, love me come shrit. He hate me to Talmud Aveshet. What do we call the Talmud Aveshet? The court of the Aveshet. So, Rav Oma, hate me to Talmud Aveshet. Oma Mori, Bama Rupe, Oma Shmuel, if when you cut it, so it expands, so then the Tuvitz HaVeshet. But if when you cut it, so it doesn't expand, it remains in the same size. Zehu Veshet Atzmei. Omar Papa, Malu Amaroche, Uman Rabbi Rabbi, El Kol Shechit Chileidin Kimei, Zehu Tovetz HaVeshet. If when you cut it, it remains in its size, so that's Tovetz HaVeshet. Aber selber in selben Menschen tat sie nicht. Kolsche Chitre wie Kolz. Der Mensch ist selber, der Sache ist nicht selber. So, when you commit, so then it contracts. Then it contracts. All right. Now, Tumut HaMeshe, Mekin di Buki Melech, Bimashi Rikafshe, Mekin Mashkitu, Vimshoch HaTum Kshel, Hilka Bina Kibeshe, Vichit Mire HaGrome, Vikone Wudik Mire, Avu Veshe Tumishayich HaGrome. Now you see Rashid explaining here. Here the Gemara is saying that the reason is why that Tumitz Aveshet, Tumitz Aveshet, according to Rav, has a din of Aveshet, and it's became Shrite. It's all for Shrite. But the question arises, there is one of the psuri in Shrite is Agrome. What does Agrome mean? Agrome doesn't mean that if instead of cutting the gargeres, you cut the long. So it's not a good shrit. If you cut along, that's not the simon. So the akhome, which is special alochem, there is a machlekes, tanoim, up to what point can you share? So it means, implies that even though it's part of the kone, still there is a certain area in the kone that is role for shrit. But that you cannot share, you cannot cut the red long instead of the windpipe. I mean, that we don't have to resort to a psul of agrom. So the question is, true that he has, true that Rav says that Tumitz HaMeshet has a din of Meshet, but why should it be more roli shchitet and limailo? Mitabasa Yeno, according to Rabbono, or the Mayo Mishipu Keva, according to Rabbi Yisra Yehudi. There is a certain area. So the melee should not be all Mishkite anyway. So Rashi says, the whole Psul of Agrome, which is possible because of his special halacha in Sinai, is mentioned only Gabi Gargeres, not Gabi Veshet. The Gabi Veshet, there is no halacha of Agrome. Gabi Veshet, so it depends. Is it a Veshet? No, it's not a Veshet. If it is considered as a veshet, so you can shecht it in the gargeres, in the kone. So we have our loche of agrome, even though it is part lemaylo mitabas elyeno, even according to Rabbono, it's still part of the kone. Or lemaylo mishikeva, above the thyroid, above the thyroid, according to this rabbi. So it's still part of the kone, even above the shikeva, but still it's possible shvi. Masha'im in Veshet, there is no aloche of Hagrom. That's what Rashi says. Avon Veshet Lishai Hagrom. Umarchit liftach pi alekev, ki min pi amtachas. Vayim marchit lo yachotach kore. Elahu u pi chala Veshet, so kalfas. Chitchenen mikene, sha Veshet rachu. Uchshachitchenen isen el marchit. Avon it's alavei shum miskash. He copies. So the Gemara says that if it contracts when you call it, so then it's the Veshet. If it doesn't contract, so then it's the Tumitz HaMeshet. V'nir bo p'yanegu t'chol v'nistan ugal p'yach. Now, here we have a Gemara. Yeine o mazeh mavlach. Now, there is a machlekes l'shem. What does it mean? According to most l'shemim, and that is mashma from Lashon of Rashi, even it's not mentioned before Rashi and Rashi. But it's mashma from the Rosh of Mavlat. So that according to Rashi, Yehne is the name of the Chochem. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara in Gittin, in Anzor, where the Gemara also mentions, except that over there, the Gemara spells out, Reb Yehne Oma Reb Zeir. So there we cannot have any Zohar. It says Reb. So it certainly does not have reference to a pigeon, to a dog. Because if it had reference to a pigeon, it wouldn't be called Reb. But we have the same expression in Anzor, we got the Akutis. Daknutes, Omedala. So there the Mishnah says, Haputis mekometa, umemkor memka bintalto. So the Gemara says, Vitorusona kamo, suppose there is deception, there was inoye, so it's valid up to what point? So, Omar Abyeine, Omar Abzeira, Achtuski go. In other words, when children who are 6 years old, 7 years old, they carry out a business transaction, and then there is fraud, there is inoye, so, if it is not more than 1/6, if the amount of the inoye is not more than 1/6 of the price, so the mekach is not invalidated. Like a godo, I mean, there's the same aloha. So, shtus is konen malzer inoye, and poches mishtus, so there is no hazoras inoye. Yes, yes, of mishtus, so he is mechile. So by putes, the same thing. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rabbeinu, Omar Rabzeinu. So we see that there was an Amira Rabbeinu, and he mentioned in the name of Rabzeinu. Here we see Yeinu Omar Zeinu. So it also means the same thing, except that over there the Rosh Nagmori is Rabbeinu Omar Rabzeinu. Here the Rosh Nagmori is Yeinu Omar Zeinu. All right, so that doesn't present any kasha. So it's Shem Chochem. Yeinu Omar Rabzeinu Mivlat. In other words, that here the Gemara said, Yeinu Omar Rabzeinu Mivlat. So, because the Gemara asked, what is the Torah Tzavish? What is the Torah Tzavish? So the Gemara, Rabbi said, that the Torah Tzavish is called Shechit Chayveinu Mikheinu. Torah Tzavish. So Yeine, in the name of Rav Zeira, says, no, the Torah Tzavish is a very small spot. That's the Mevata, the place of the gratitude. Mikein Beis Abliya, where you swallow. Kol Torah, Somoch L'Rishanek Epe. Alright. Now then, the Besiyot, the Bach, mentions certain Rishani. He says here, Avalayim Bes Yosef Simachov, Sheiri Poskin, but I didn't see it in Bes Yosef, I saw it in the Bach. So, the Bach mentions certain Poskin, certain Rishani, who are Chilik and Rashi. Even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, it's Sheim Chochom, but it's Mashma. It's Mashma like that. Because it's Mashma like that. But there are certain Rishani, the Smag, and other Rishani, who say that it's not Sheim Chochom. In other words, here it's not a different view expressed. In other words, that it's Chilik and Rabbi Barabai. According to the Pshat of the Shem Chochem, so it means he's Chilikan Rabbi Barabai. And he says that Torah Tzavish involves a very small area. That's the place of the ignotition, where the blie, where the swallowing takes place. Mm. So then, according to the Smag, it's not a Shem Chochem. But everybody agrees that in respect to a behemoth and an oaf, a regular oaf, not a pigeon, which is relatively very small bird. So what is the criterion whereby we determine what constitutes the Torah Tzavish if it's chit chayim became it? But how about a pigeon, which is very small? So there, we have another criterion. Yeine, in respect to a dove, to a pigeon, Omar Zeira. So Rav Zeira said, Mivlat. Alright. V'chamo, and how large is it? It's a very small area. Omar Avadye, poches misarete, v'yodif mechitise. It's less than a barley, a seed of barley. The whole size of it is less than a barley, and it's more than a seed of wheat. Pocket misal so meir asa. Alright. Ha hu tu rei. There was a certain axe that belonged to Bnei Rabukve. So then the asker filled, so the sheikhet started to cut it in the tokens of Asians, in the pharynx, become of Asians. And then he was gaining in the Asians. Omar Rabbe, Rabina Ale, Chumre de Rab, the Chumre de Shmuel de Tarifna. So Rabbe said he applies Rav's Chumres and Shmuel's Chumres, and he's Mital Matri, the behavior. Chumre de Rab, the Marab Nimash, but Roma Rab became Shritim. Roma Rab became Shritim. So, really, so what kind of Psul is it? Ski Shmuel, the Roma Rab became Shritim. Ishmuel, Homa Berube. So Kerav Doma Bimash. But there is Istire, I mean, it's because as long as the Gemara assumes, then the Maskol of the Gemara is that the reason as to why Rav says Bimashu is not because it's Mikim Shrit. But in Mikim Shrit it is. But even though it's not considered as part and parcel of the Beishet, but it's Asuro Bimash, even though it's not considered as part and parcel of the nation. That's the Maskon of the Gemara. But so far the Gemara assumed that the reason as to why Rav says that it asks that it may mash or naked mash or asks that it may mash because it is a Mikim Shrit. So there is a stir of the name of Bey. So, because this act is in one of Shachmuta, according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, because when would it be Oseh, according to Rav, if instead of the sheikhet starting to cut in the Torah Zaveishet, he would make a cut with the thorn in the Torah Zaveishet, imash. And then the sheikhet would take the sakish of shvit and chest it in the regular Zaveishet. Then, according to Rav, it should be also. But here he didn't become mokum through any other means except the sakish of shvit. So mainly he started the shvit with the Torah Zaveishet. So then, according to Rav, so a regular shchita was made. So why should it be taif? And according to Shmuel, so it was the nekev was only mash. So to the bein Rav and Shmuel shor zimom libreid Rabbi Yisbar Chomed etzrove the lishlem meitur alimore. Now let's see Rashi. Oh, that's the shchita mash Rav and Shmuel. Kishmuel Rav and Nekev. Bein Rav and Shmuel Mishel shor Rav and Shmuel Mishel Mal Yisi. וישמעו דבר נאכף ולא בקורס של רובי. רובי בית רבי יצא בחיו, והוא רובי דקול עם מורי בחוף דבי, ומתו לו למורי, שכבר יחילו לי קרובי. דיל הרי כמון, הרי הוד הבי, ומשתרה בחיו. דקיים לא נטוב, ובר מי שנחי, זה נאו, that is the הלוכה. If he died in past, he says, and then he realizes that he made a mistake. So the question is, and if it is past to retract, nothing was done yet, that makes it impossible to retract. But if it is possible to retract, so the Gemara says, there is a difference between a toes mitvah mishneh and the toes mitshiku adas. So, in other words, if it's told it was mishneh, so then the psak is no psak, so it's no envoy. There are two kinds of tools. One toys is it told it was mishneh. Let's say if a dayan will pass him that mitlach lois is trayv. So that means that the dayan just didn't know the mishneh. So then it's no psak. But then there's another kind of toys. Let's say suppose there is a machlekes, one says it's straight, one says it's not straight. And the mina goelom is like one. And the dayan didn't know that the mina goelom is like one, so he passed him, it's like the other one. But it's not, it's not the domaposhet. So then the Roi is a Roi, the Psak is a Psak, and once he passed through it, so the Mele, the Psak remains valid. But since he realizes later on that he did make a mistake, because we should pass through like the Adam and Doma, so the Aloha is that the dying himself has to pay to the one whom he caused damage. But why? Because when the dying passes his Shaila, even if later on, even if it turns out that he made a mistake, so the Roye, the Psagdin is valid. As long as there was no Toiz Bibamish, if there is a Toiz Bibamish, then it's not valid world, so it's not a Roye, it's not a Psagdin, it's nothing. Now, here, there was a Toiz, that's what the Gemara says, there was a Toiz Bibamish. So the Toiz Bibamish, so if it's possible to retract, he has to give the Toiz to retract. But here, so then, he would be required to call the Baldeen and tell him, listen, I made a mistake. This axe is not Reikwa because it's Kshelo according to both, Mimonevsha, Bein Rav, Bein Ishmael. And don't throw it away, don't give it away to Klovim. But here it happened that the moment Rove passed that it's praying, so what did he do? So the Baldeen, so they give it away to Klovim. So Mimele, it's impossible to retract. So Mimele, Rove was Mechuyev to pay. Tovi Bar Mishne. So, the kind of Tovi Bar Mishne Chetzia. But Bar Mishne, Mifureshes, he loved, you know, Kitrei Chumre. So this is what Rav Abba said. Oh, Mar Brei Rabine. Misvine Ti Yupte Kilapis Noyed Rove. That's a euphemistic expression. In other words, he really meant Rove himself. I have a kasha against, I have a son, against the enemy of Rabbi. But he means he has a kasha against Rabbi. But it's a euphemistic expression. In order of Machnas Kovek to Rabbi, so the Gemara doesn't want to say Hasog neged Rabbi, but neged the enemy of Rabbi. Lo'ei lom hilche seki divay b'sila. Go'orei tlaski divay shama yeise, divay b'sila yeise, מכל בישם מכל ביסיל רושה מכל בישם מכל ביסיל אל מרסיל וקוס ואימי הקסיל בחי שחילך אלוהי כי בישם היי כי כלי נוכם ראיין היא כי ביסיל את כלי נוכם ראיין הוג ופקשי אמר את לילה לא הכי ביסיל אל תודה רבה שבישם בישם יעשה לא יקשי כאן קידם בסקול קלח הבסקול so the Baskol declared that Allah is like Bisil El. Now, So after the Paschal declared that Aloch is Kibisilel, so no one can Paschal can be named himself like Bishamah. But prior to the Paschal, so then a person had a choice. He can be named like Bishamah, he can be named like Bishamah. I mean, that has to be explained. So, but this is what the Gemara says. So he can be named like Bishamah before the Seir is from there, prior to the Paschal. Or he can make like Bisila to be Kulisayan Ubichumrei. But he cannot be make the coolest of Bishama and the coolest of Bisila. So someone who is make the coolest of Bishama and the coolest of Bisila is a Rosh. And one who follows up the Chumras of Bishama and the Chumras of Bisila is Exil Bachishachil. But when do we say that it's Exil Bachishachil? That doesn't mean that we cannot follow up the chumres of all the poskim. But it means when there is a stira, as in this case, here there is a stira. It's not two separate questions. If, let's say, Bisham and Bisila are held in two separate alohas, so then he can be made the chumre of Bishamai in one aloha and the chumre of Bisila in another aloha. But here there is a stira, there is an inconsistency. Because so far the Gemara assumed that the reason is why Rav says the Turbis Aveshet Asas Mimashu, because the Turbis Aveshet is considered as part and parcel of the Vesh, and it's even became Shrit. So the Mele, and so in this case where the Nekev occurred as a result of Shrit. So from Monevshach it was kosher. According to Rav it was kosher because the Nekev was done on the Shrite, and according to Shmuel, that it's not part and parcel of the Beishe, so then it requires only a Nekev Yehubei, and there was no, and the Shrite did not make a Nekev Yehubei, only a Nekev of Mashu. So there was a certain inconsistency. If there is a certain inconsistency, so then it's Ksil Bachir Shachilich. So it's like Ksil Bachir Shachilich. So this is the Kash. So, we call Mokim Kash. So it's Kash against Rove. How did Rove, how was Rove Matri? There is a certain inconsistency. Omar Avtavis, Kule Keravo, Dichiose, Rome Bali Chespo, Omar Mitatisu, Hamet Rome, Vikai, Mude Ochim Shmidra. הוכר אמרה, וישת נוסנו בחכון עם שיר, מכלל ניתור את הוישת לה, מכם שריטים, וכאום אבו משהו. So in other words, until now, the more assumed that the reason is why Rav says, טוב את הוישת, אסרס במשהו, because the טוב את הוישת is not... where there was an inconsistency. But now, the Gemara is saying, the reason is why Rav says, the Tobit Zavenshe, Asat B'Mashu, is not because the Tobit Zavenshe, according to Rav, is considered as an integral part of the nation. No, Tobit Zavenshe is a separate thing. But he says, it's true, it's a separate thing, but it's straight for the Mashu. Just as Benchet is straight for the Mashu, so Tobit Zavenshe is also straight for the Mashu. So mainly there is no inconsistency.
Could it be Shia then?
What is that?
Could it be because of a Chashash Shia? Even if the moment,
no,
we just say the time of Chatikah
Sinah.
Just a Chatikah Simonim, if that's a Shia.
No, because many Ivorim become trained with the Mashu. So Nikab Aveshet is the Mashu, Nikab Adakim is the Mashu, so Nikab Tobit Aveshet is also the Mashu.
But here he
not
lifts
because the Tobit Aveshet is an integral part of the Aveshet.
But he lifts the Sakim from one place in the during the Shkita to another place, from the Turbits of
Aveshet. But he doesn't make it. Here, since it's not an integral part of the Aveshet, so that means, suppose the Sheikh, when he starts shechting the Behemet, so first he'll make a cut on the Behemet. And then, he'll deflect the saki and he'll make a cut on the veshit, on the cut. So of course it will be treifa. Because since the reye is not in the shchite, the shchite, so it doesn't make any difference how the cut occurs. When the cut occurs through a thorn or it occurs through a chtich as a saki. It's not the simonim of the shchite. So memele, as long as the Gemara assumed that the reason as to why Tobit Zavenshet is Bimashu is because it has a din of Veishet, it's an extension of the Veishet, it's an integral part of the Veishet, so the middle there was an inconsistency. Because here the Nekev did not occur through a thorn, it occurred through a cut made by the Saki. But once the Gemara says that the reason as to why Rav says Bimashu is not because it's an integral part of Veishet. It's something separate. But the same Nekev Mashu that utters in Veishet, and that utters in other Ivorim, that utters in Reye, so utters in the Tobit Zavenshet also. Alright. מחומר בישאר מחומר ביציר. מפור יפרק כמה דירות מתחיל חומר צפה אדונה. כי נהר בשם המבלגל. So we learned that. דיפור בישאר ביציר. לגבי העיר. דהר בישאר מחומר. ואמר נהר שתך שר שתי חולים. מטעם בעיר. וביציר בקול. וכמדים לכם לטריף. וביציר בחול. חוד החול יאב וחיסור. הוא טריף. ובישאר מצ'יר. ואמר בישאר מקול. וביציר בחומר. ומאן דובד בטריף. אז כחומר ביציר. וביטומה כחומר בישאמי. In other words, suppose a certain person had the shower. He had the shower of a human skeleton that from which one vertebrae was removed, not two vertebrae. So he passed it like Bishama that the chumre, that since only one vertebrae was removed from the human skeleton, so it's still Mitame Be'er. Then another Shaila came before him, and a behemoth in which one vertebrae was removed. So according to Mishamai, so it's not Trev yet. According to Misila, it is Trev. So here we pass it like Misila, but it's the same Shaila opening. Because they both depend upon the same question. So that is Silva Heshavik. So Uman the Ovid between the Kumi Bisil, Bitumi Kumi Bishama Xil, Doha Hoshin Hison, Bahalukhoch Hison, Vam the Roman Namasatra Adam, the Kim the Oman Kubos in the Masho, Taimu Machine Kim Shrito, the Kumi Bishmuel Doma Lam Kim Shrito, the Shtaka, the Sasra, the Yun, the Rove Adode, the Sadadade, some Mele, so it's Silva Heshavik. Pasco for Tam de Erev, Yosef Pasco on Loch Misila, the Rabbi Shio Lidu Tziva Azov, Mikom Lidu Kashi, Bechit Timur Lea Dinon. So, Stam Shmait Zidra, Bidor Basroi Rav Yudah Agomalu, Bidur Bod Medroshe, not נוסו בין שירת כמה הוא כושר לשחית אליו מכם שחיתו, אפילו אורך המרב במשהו, מיד את אהב אגב גרס, דיבי לי בו כם שחיתה, בין שלו לא כשחיתה, שווה שהוא ואין. I just want to cover this thesis, and we'll leave it here. ורב שוי דומר עם השליח מבסקו, תאים לי כאן מלום כמסיר אל משום בסקו, וכאן מלום דרב לזה שמות היו, דורי חשינו מבסקו, שפוסק הבוסים פרק הזו. So, the Gemara says that Horei Tzelas is Kedilu B'Shamayim. The Gemara has two issues. That one question is that when do we say Horei Tzelas is Kedilu B'Shamayim, we say that's only Kedem Basko. Kedem Basko. And then another question is the Tim Lacha Basko, according to Rabbi Yishua. So, he must live in Basko because Loi B'Shamayim. Now, where, in connection with what did Rabbi Yishua say that? In connection with the Machlikes, the Blazer, Ben Hurkenes, and the Chachomim, in regard to Tanar Achno, Chot Chofuyas. So, the Blazer Mitaya, the Chachomim Mitam. So, the Chachomim mentioned, so the Blazer mentioned all kinds of Rayas, and the Chachomim rejected all the Rayas, and then, in Aloche Kemesi, so Amusamayim Yechiyach, so the Amusamayim moved away. So, and then the case of Samedesh Yechichu, so the case of Samedesh. So then he says, if Aloha Gemeisi, Nashamayim Yechichu. So Yotze Basko Vomar, Aloha Kerem Lezer. So Omad Rabbi Yishua Rabo Vomar, in Mashgichim in Basko. Shenema Batoyim Oloi Bashamayim. And how do we Basko over there? Not like Kerem Lezer. Even though the Basko collaborated, the Aloha of Kerem Lezer, still, we don't Basko like Kerem Lezer. Kerem Lezer Shamuti, as a matter of fact, the Chachomim were even in Adik. Reb Lezer, because of that machlekes. So that means that we do not pass, that we do pass like Rabbi Yeshua. They do pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So then it should follow. Since we do pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that we should pass in, that one should be able to be naked like Bishamai. And of course, everybody knows that one cannot now, after the Basko, one cannot be naked like Bishama. That's this. I should tell you the time when you see it, Bishum Basko. The time when you're going to Shamu Tehiri, we have Shilu Basko, she posted a voice in Pirik Azov. Now, Tehis Viskashi, I think that Tehis Viskashi is not in respect to us. In respect to us, I mean, it's not Chayach to ask, since we do pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Some melee, we should pass like Bishamai. One should be able to be naive like Bishamai, to pass like Bishamai. Because after all, the Mishnah Nedyes, discuss all the machlekes between Bishamai and Bishamai. So there are so many machlekes. So, and the Mishnah Nedyes says that Aloch is like Bishamai, except in a few cases where you don't pass like Bishamai. So that means that the Chachmei, the Tanoim, Bizman Chsinas HaMishneh, Yudah Amosi, who Bizdinei. So they were immediately Minyan, and they were Machriya da Aloche, in most cases, like Bisham, like Bisham. So how can we say that today, that someone can be naked like Bisham? Never mind the machlekes between Bishamai and Bishamai, but the Mishnah itself passed like Bishamai. So in Meile, we have to be naik like the Achoye of the Chachmei Yisrael and the Chachmei HaMishneh. But Tesis is asking prior to the time that it is Omdu Minye and the Chachomim passed like Bishamai. So it's also Mashma that no one was naked like Bishamai. No one was naked like Bishamai. So, because it appears from that Gemara in connection with the machlekes of between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. So even though the Pasco declared like Rabbi Elazar, so still Rabbi Yeshua said the Mashgichim Mibaskol. And over there, and that Rabbi Yeshua said the Mashgichim Mibaskol in respect to the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim. And there we say that we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Shamutei. Rabbi Elazar Shamutei. Why? What does it mean Shamutei? Shamutei, so there are two pshat in Shamutei. One pshat in Rabbi Elazar Shamutei because he was a Chachom Mishamai, and one pshat in Rabbi Elazar Shamutei because he was Misnade. So we don't, Shamute means Chere, Nidu. So we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. No one can be Neig like Rabbi Elazar there. But, so even before the Chachmei HaMishneh were Emig L'minyan and they were Machria like Bisilel, so we still were Neig, we had to be Neig like Bisham. I'm sorry, like Bisilel, after the Paschal. But, the Gemara says here, the boy is saying that Acha Paschal, the Rabbi Yeshua domari Mashgichim in Paschal, and we passed like Rabbi Yeshua in that Machlekes. So between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim, like Rabbi Yeshua. So we should pass him like prior to the time that the Chachmei HaMishneh were in the Minyan and they were Machria the Aloche like Bezalel. So one should have had the right to be naked like Bishamai, and if it doesn't appear like that. So Yesh Leima al Bisham also Shemuyot Yisrael Lichvede the Rabbi Elazar the Omer Mishamayim Lichivu. They the Pasco the Bisil Misaiko, the Sibachi Rabul Hatis, the Bisil Ubahat, El the Mikora Misaptalon, we should be shaman had the tray. Abu Pasco the Rablazer, Rabon the Pliga Ali Havo. So Taisves gives to Totsi. So Taisves says that in Ochanami, there is one Moshin in the Gemore that we say, a Majdich in the Pasco. But how is it that in regard to the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim, so we don't rely on the Paschal? So he says, over there, the Paschal was only Yetzel Echvede. So the Paschal didn't come out to be Machriya Daloche. So then, we certainly not Machriya the Paschal. In the case of in connection with the Basco that came out in respect to the Machlik and Misham and Bisilel. So Bisilel didn't demand that the Basco should come out. So the Basco didn't come out in the freedom of Bisilel. The Basco came out for the purpose of being Machia Daloche. So then there is a Shaila. So whether Mashgich and Basco or in Mashgich and Basco. Mashgich came in connection with the Basco that came out in respect to Rabbi Elazar and Chachomim. So there the Basco came out exclusively with Chvede of Rabbi Elazar. So then everybody agrees that in Mashgich and Basco. It's not a question of two machines. That's one terrace. And the second terrace is that the reason is to why it's a Mashgich and Basco in respect to Rabbi Elazar, because there the Basco was contrary to the Dinator. Why? Because the Achirab Lahatis and Rabbi Elazar was a Yochit. So the Mele, so the Miut was Mechuyet, and there it was Bimayim Dechot, because there was a discussion between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim, and Rabbi Elazar mentioned all his rayas, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and all the Chachomim, they rebutted the rayas of Rabbi Elazar. So the Mele, they were, Rabbi Elazar was Mechuyev al Pidin. Rabbi Elazar was Mechuyev al Pidin to be Mivatil Daiti to the Das Chachomim. So in such a case, where the Paschal was contrary to the Dinator of Achirabu Mahateis, so then, it certainly much Mashgichim Paschal. Void the Paschal, the Bisil, the Messiah, the Yasiv Achirabu Mahateis, the Bisil, the Rubahabi, El Mikor, the Misaptalom, Mishim, Misham, the Chodin, the Tvei, Abu Paschal, the Rablezer, the Rabbonon, the Tligale, Haberu, Vin Tema, Amai Koma Roche, Oman, Rabbi Shuri, Doma Mashgichim Paschal, Hoyu, Mikoma, Laud, the Rablezer, Tanan Lekaimon Kibasko in Rablezer, Yishlema, the Chim Mikoma, Lui Bashemaini, Mashma, the Nisle, the Bishum Duchte, a Mashgichim Paschal. So in other words, the Gemara here mentions Rabbi Yeshua Yidom Ari Mashgich Mibasko. So that means that there is a Machlekes Chachamim whether Mashgich Mibasko or a Mashgich Mibasko. But the case in regard to which Rabbi Yeshua said a Mashgich Mibasko, so everybody agrees that a Mashgich Mibasko, because the Basko was contrary to the Dine Ator, to the Dine Ator. So why does the Gemara say for Rabbi Yeshua? So Tesis says the lotion that Rabbi Yeshua used in Mashgich Mibasko implied that according to Rabbi Yeshua, so not only in that particular situation was a Mashgich Mibasko, in general it's a Mashgich Mibasko. But on that Shaleh, so there is a Machlokes Tanoim. But Mashgich came in the specific situation where the Basko was contrary to the Dine HaTorah. The Basko was contrary to the Dine HaTorah, so there everybody agrees that they must give him Basko. And now, the question is, how is it that the Basko did declare, if it was contrary to the Dine HaTorah, how did the Basko declare something that is contrary to the Dine HaTorah? The answer is that there is no doubt, as the Chinuch pointed out, the Sefer HaChinuch pointed out, that on an ideal level, Rabbi Lezer was more sound than the Chacham, on an ideal level. But the Torah was given that the Dine HaTorah should be decided according to the conviction of the Reiv Chachmin Israel, of the Reiv Bez Nagon. So Memele, it was the when the Basko declared Halochiki Rab Lezer, so it's not Chas V'Sholem that the Basko declared something that is contrary to the Torah. That's inconceivable. The Basko declared that on an ideal level, so Rabbi Lezer was more sound than Rabbi Yeshua, on an ideal level. But we might say, since Rav Chachmi Yisrael agreed with Rabbi Yeshua, not with Rabbi Lezer, so we have to be there, like Rabbi Yeshua. So Memele, what the Basko declared was true. On an ideal level, Rabbi Lezer's shite of Chot Chochulies Toyer was even more sound than the shite of Rabbi Yeshua. But on a practical level, so we have to be neig like Rabbi Yeshua because of Rabbi Lahatis. Now the question is: now the Chachomim were minader Rabbi Lezer then. So how? Why? Because he was even after Rabbi Lahatis. He was even after Rabbi Lahatis. Now, we don't find that the Chachomim, we find so many machlekes where one time Yochid is chilek on the Rabbi. We don't find that Yochid was misnade. The answer is, there is a difference between machlekes, between Yochid and the Rabbi, b'mayim d'echod, and jolim b'mayim d'echod. In this case, so there was a discussion, b'mayim d'echod, all the Chachomim and Rab Lezer was mitayer and he mentioned his rayas, and the Chachomim heard the rayas, and then they were mevatel his rayas, they rejected his rayas. So now, as a matter of fact, it's mentioned in the name of Reb Chaim. The Marik says that when there is a dintor in Dinamomenes, let's say in Bezin, it involves a certain shayla. In the Nemomenes. And then the Bezin is aware of the fact that Rav Poskim, according to Rav Poskim, let's say, Ruvein is claiming $5,000 from him. And they have it in talk. And then the Bezin knows that according to Rav Poskim, so Shimon owes $5,000 to Ruvein. But according to Miut Poskim, he doesn't owe. So, how should the Bezin pass? So the Marik says that the Baldin, the Nitva, who is mechuyev to pay $5,000 according to Rav Poskim, but he's potter to pay according to Miut Poskim, if the Bezin themselves, they don't know how Malach he is. So the Nitva can say to the Dayonim, you yourself, you don't know what the din is. You want to rely on Rav Poskim. So in Hilchim Yomim Nachalot, so Yisrei Kimiut Pasuk, not the Yisrei that he has to be a big God. In other words, that's his chus that the Nitva can say to the Dayonim. If the Dayonim say we agree with Rav Pasuk, that's our own conviction. So then, of course, he cannot tell them you Pasuk like the Mil Pasuk. But if the Dayonim say we really don't know who is right, whether the Rav Pasuk or the Mil Pasuk. But according to Rav Poskim, you, Shimon, you have to pay $5,000. According to Mil Poskim, you don't have to pay a penny. To so then, the Shimon can say to the Dayonim, Ruben wants to be Meitzi, $5,000 from me, and you want to be Meitzi from me, $5,000 on the basis of Rav Poskim, and Hilchim Yomim Nachalot, Yisrei Kimiut Poskim. That's what the Marik says. So everybody raises the kasha against the Marik, but there is a locha facherabim lahatitz in the Nemonides, that if there is a dintor, two dayonim say chayo, and one dayon says potea, so beznis meitzi, but then hilchim Nemonides acharo. So Reb Chaim says that there is a difference between Rav Poskim and Rav Bezin. Rav Poskim, Rav Bezin means that they are b'mayim dechot, and the Rav Dayonim, who have one opinion, they hear the opinion of the Miu Dayonim. And they reject it. There is a Shakur Taya, there is a Masa Matan, and then there is a Gmar Din. So then, in case of Rav Bezin, so Miu is Kiman Lesser. The Miu has to succumb to the view of the Rav. The Miu itself has to succumb in respect to this Din Torah. They have to succumb to the opinion of the Rav. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes in Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, I think. There is a machlekes between two Amroim in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. Suppose there is a dintor in the Nemomenes, and Rav Dayonim say Chayim. One Dayan says Potter. So it's Chayim. Now they have to write out the Psagdin. Can the Dayan who says Potter, can he be forced to sign on the Psag of Chayim? So there is a Machlokes. There is a Machlokes. So one Madonna says that he can even be forced to sign Chayim when he feels he's convinced that he's Potter. The other Madonna says, true, that Miut Kiman Lesser, but he cannot be forced to sign Chayiv when he holds Potter. But by Rav Bezin, there is a halacha of Miut Kiman Lesser. Of Miut Kiman Lesser, that the Miut has to be Mivatel is Das. To be Mivatel is Das for the Rav. To be Mivatel is Das for the Rav. Mashiachim Rav Poskim, the Miut is not Mechuyev to be Mivatel is Das for the Rav. So in all the other machlekes, where Yochid one time was Chilik and the Rabbi, Chas v'sholem the Chachomim didn't even think of being minade, because there it was only Rav Poskim. But in this machlekes there was a machlekes of b'may medechod and some dominion, and he mentioned all Israels and the Chachomim, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and all the Chachomim, they were deich Israels and everything. So the mele it was like Rav Bezin. If Rav Bezin, so the miut Rabbi Lezer was mechuyev. Rabbi Lezer was mechuyev to be mevatel is das. Rabbi Lezer was mechuyev to be mevatel is das, and he didn't. So the mele was eiver al achiravu b'hateitz. So that's why they were menadim. But the question is, Rabbi Lezer, I mean, Rabbi Lezer Agodol, how is it that he wasn't mevatel is das? How is it that he wasn't mevatel is das? So the Shani Sari, the Gvura Sari, and Yume, I don't want to mention the whole Shani Sari because that will involve a lot of time. So the Shani Sari says that if Bezin HaGadol, let's say, suppose Bezin HaGadol passed in one generation, so suppose Bezin HaGadol passed in one generation one way, and then, let's say, 50 years later, another Bezin HaGadol considers the same question and passes the other way. Pastor Dalloway, he discusses the question of Kazayis, whether we need the Kazayis Beinoni or we need the Kazayis Kotel, so, or a Kazayis Godel. So suppose Bezin HaGodel in one generation decides that the kazai is cotton, that a kazai is beni is enough. Kazai is beni is enough. And then, but a kazai is cotton is not enough. And then, 50 years later, the Beis Nagodo says that even a kazai is cotton is chayv. Kazai is cotton is chayv. So, of course, so if another Beis Nagodo decides contrary to the decision of the previous Beis Nagodo, so there is a loche lashif it ashevia by yom vayim, so kol klal yisrael have to comply with the psak of the contemporary Beis Nagodo. They cannot say, but the Beis Nagodo before you 50 years ago said something else. There's a loche lashif it ashevia by yom vayim. But it's so in other words, so the decision by Beis Nagodo, the contemporary Beis Nagodo, is mivatel the roye of the previous Beis Nagodo, but only mikal haba. It doesn't make it null and void. That's only, so the Shanisali says, that's only true if another Beis is chizir, revokes the decision of a previous Beis. So true, mikal haba. So, mikam l'habe in respect to all future matters. So every Jew has to be named himself in accordance with the decision of the subsequent Bezin, because el hashemfe itashar yeh bayom mahei, but it does not retroactively determine the roye of the previous Bezin as null and void, because that roye 50 years ago was valid in respect to the Jews of 50 years ago. Now! Because that was the Sheikh Tashem Yeh Bayom Mehim 50 years ago. This decision is the decision that is valid in respect to the Jews who are today. Because there is Aloche Vashem Tashem Yeh Bayom Mehim. So it's only Mivatel de Yehoye Mikalo Habe. But it's not retroactively Mivatel de Yehoye. It doesn't retroactively determine the Yehoye, the previous Yehoye, null and void. That's only true in the case where the same Beis Din wasn't Chizeya from his Yehoye. But suppose the same Beis Nagodo that passed, let's say, 1 year, passed that in order to be Chayev, so you have to eat the Kazayis God, and the Kazayis Beinani, you're not Chayev. And then, a year later, the same Beis Din, not a new Beis Din. The same Beis Din realized that the meditator is and that you are chayev even if you ate kazayis benim. So then, the Gosami says, since it's the same Beis Din, so it's mevatel mafreya, then it's only one. If another Beis Din reverses the judgment of a previous Beis Din, so it's only mevatel kal haba. But if the same Beis Din is chayzeya, then it's mivatel de yoroye limafreya, and the yoroye limafreya was null and void. Was null and void. That's what the Shamsai says. Why is it so? Because there is a haloche. There is a haloche. There is a haloche. There are two droshes. One drosha is Nesifri, is Nisosim Kol Adorash Yagidu L'Chayom Nesmeil, Kisheinu L'Chol Yimin Chul Yimin, while still Chul Yismeil. But then the Yerushalmi in here says, well, the Sosom Padua Shevi Uchim Smeil, Achilim Uchal Yimin Shu Smeil, Val Smeil Shu Yimin, there is still a Locha of Nisosom. So that is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos says that, and the Chinuch says that, in respect to Machleket between Rav Lezer and Chachon. So, after all, the Paschal said, Halochet Meisei. So, is there any sveikis that the view of Rav Lezer was more sound on an ideal level than the view of Rav Yehoshua? The Paschal said so, but the Paschal is Chas V'Sholem going to Simos Chas V'Sholem. But still, Rav Yehoshua said he Mashgich the Paschal. Why? Because Achirav Mu'atis. Why? Because too, the Paschal declared that Halochet Rav Lezer, that means on an ideal level, Rav Lezer's view was more sound. But there is a loche of Nisosom Kladova Sheyagidu L'choyom Musmeil Afleim L'cho Al Yimin Shu Musmeil. So the Paschal determined that the shite of Rav Lezer was even more sound But that's the aloche, that's the way that Ribbono Shel'olam wants us to deport ourselves, in accordance with the achroi of the Rabbah. Even if Kalapishmai is Galiyeh, that my ideal level, the view of the mute is Mosa. But that's the dinator. That's the way we have to deport ourselves. Support ourselves. So that's why they were Nadi. But why did Rav Lezer persevere in his insistence that Aloha is like himself? Because Rav Lezer was so convinced of the soundness of his view, and we see that the Basco confirmed it, that he was sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that right now all the Chachmei Yisrael are chilek on him, but a year later, or maybe a month later, they will be chizer from their own view, and they will decide like Rav Lezer's view. Then it will be the same Bezin. It will be the same Bezin. And when the same Bezin is chizer, so then it's mevatel the previous Yeroyel Mafreya. So it will be determined that he was not Eveya on Acher Avlatis. But Rav Lezer made a choice. The Chachomim never changed their view. So Memele, the same Bezin never was Chizeya from Yitzhoye. So Memele, the Aloche was like Rabbi Yeshua, even though the Paschal verified that at an ideal level. So the Rav Lezer's view was more sound than Rabbi Yeshua's view.
I wouldn't ask you what you should have liked by with Ula, where there was a question of his being Modeh.
Yeah.
So how do we explain the Teretz of Ula being Modeh, where the thorn was swallowed, and then it's a question of where it's impacted, that Ula will be Modeh?
No, Ula is Modeh where it wasn't impacted. Uh-huh. Just stay there, let's say, this is the mission.
So in that case, we're close for a Nekah.
So then even Ule is made that in Yechen Shishi. Ule only says that Ule's Chiddush is that, in other words, that, the Gemara says that in the case where it wasn't impacted, so then everybody agrees that it's in Chachish. Ule Shite is that even in the case where it's impacted, it's in Chachish. And we don't pass like Ule in that. But in the case where it's only stays inside the main shed, so everybody agrees that it's in Chachish. Ule's shite was that even if it's impacted, it sticks in the membrane. So it's still in Chachish. We don't pass like Ule in that. But as far as the Nekev is concerned, So the same kind of Nekev that will answer in the Mekev Shkite, in the Gargaretz, will answer above the Mekev Shkite. So here too, in other words, that when Rav says that Tubetz Avishet Bimashu, it's not because Rav holds that Tubetz Avishet has the same din as the Vashet V'chol Advorim, and you can even shech the Tubetz Avishet to the parents. No, the pharynx is not the mokim shchite. The pharynx is not the mokim shchite. But it has the same D as the veishe. Ligabe, just as in mashu neket, asers in the veishe, so in mashu neket, asers in the pharynx. So the talk is a veishe. Alright. Now the more is asking the kasha. And so we pass like that. So it passed like that. So that means Limailo, now we know his explanation. Limailo Atkam. Omar Rav Nachman at Kedit Tfisas Yad after the Tfisas Yad. So, up to where is the Mikim Shchite in the Beishet? In the Tumetz HaBeishet Yikarachet. So you can only share in the Beishet itself. So what are the limits, what are the boundary lines of the Beishet that is only Shchite? So, at Hamo, so Omar Nachman after the Tfisas Yad. I think this is yeah. Now let's see how Rashi explains. So it's a rich, he shows his voice. The Al, Rosh Miri Azot, the Anisha Baiti, Achidas Chidit Zeponai, Volish Miri Adena, the Haigam Limisha Fisya. Now, this is Rashi. Now let's see the basis. Pili the Mutres, avoids boys. Avoids boys. Now let's see how the Rambam passes the din. Pirek Aleph is a shchite. Halacha bo. Oh. Pirek Aleph is a halacha bo. Shochat l'maylo nimokim ze. V'hu anik hotal pizza benishe. Oy le mato mokim ze. V'hu miskila d'maylo. Shchito zitzuot. וישי אותה בצבשת, שנראו לו שחיתה. למה לא בבינו בחיו כדי שיחס בשתי אצבעי איסות, ובאיב, חתו לתקות לו כך כך. אורי, ולמה לא הלך הזה? So the Rambam, so in other words, the Rambam holds that it is not like Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi, so the size, the area, of the Tumetz HaBeishet is an area of today has a size of a boy's voice. But then the Rambam says that the area is Tumetz voice. That's the sheet of the Baha, the thesis will mention. Vishio Tumetz HaBeishet in Rome is Shrike, Lemayo Rebimo Bechayo, Vishiyich is Mishniyetz Beiso. So the area of the Tumetz HaBeishet is covers an area, is an area of Tumetz voice. Oh, Pierre, you can tell us, boy. Stay with the name, man. Who Pierre Shamitz of the Rabbeya, Alba, it's boys, the Romy, Gdel. We come here for half the half of him, Mashiko. Who Balach is the last before us, can it be says, yeah, he not to do it, we stay at boys, so. We the brain, the way Kabul. We ain't sure it's the Halein. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam also passes. The Rambam also passes that it's, they stay at boys. The area of the Tom Salvation, who are Shrita cannot be realized. והי מקור לי, so, כמתריס עשיית, now, why does Rashi say that כמתריס עשיית is, כמתריס עשיית is ארבע צבועית? Where did Rashi get it, that it's in ארבע צבועית? So Rashi got it from גמורה דחמון המבין. I'll turn it to גמורה דחמון המבין. Omar Zira, Dafnu Amidale, the fourth line from the end of the moment. Omar Zira, Chalchele Shemikvo, Shero, Hoyu Yerechayim Amid Zitzo. If the rectum in the behemoth was perforated, but it is supported, it is blocked by the hip, so then it's not Chayim. It's not Chayim. Chalchele Shemikvo, Shero, Hoyu Yerechayim Amid Zitzo. Vichano, אומר רבי לוי, אומר רבי יחנן, מקים הדבק ברובה. שלא יהיה מקים הדבק. So, is ממש, in other words, in the place where it's blocked by the hill, מקים at the juncture place, שיתבוקו בירחיים, where it's blocked by the hill, so then, even though it was perforated, Berube, the rectum, so much, as long as it's blocked by the head, so it's not real. So it's not real. Shaloi mikimadavik, but if it was perforated, if the rectum of the behemoth was perforated, not in the juncture place where it is blocked and supported by the head, so even bimash. So even bimash, it's also. Amru, Rabbonim, Kamil, Rovim, Shkira, Nachman, Omar, lav mi amine lichu loitich lebe bukes rike. So Rove said, don't hang on empty bottles and karnach. Now what karnach meant? Karnach never said it. Hocha Rava, mokim hadebek atunit al kulei koshe. Mokim hadebek atunit al kulei koshe. In other words, if the perforation took place in the juncture where it's blocked by the hip, so even if the whole rectum was removed, so it's not like the who shenishtayah kidei twist, as long as a little bit kidei twist remained, so it's not like as long as kidei twist v'chamo rabaye kidei batete bitur batete bitur. What is twist achidus? Bate etzba bitur achlu v'sheir bodo. Alright, so where did Rashi get that? Where is the mocking for Rashi's pshat that when the Gemara says after the Tfisas Yad, that means in the Shira Arbet ways, so that's the Gemara Gabi Chalchemus. But the Bahak says that in the Tfisas Yad here doesn't mean in the Tfisas Arbet ways, it means in the Tfisas Shveyat ways. So why is it over there? It's Arbet's ways. The high tall man that the Chalchiles, the Venus Yakim and Batite, the Turet, the Han Arbet's ways, Hosab Nokat, Kiditvise, stop. There it doesn't say Kiditvise Yak. There the Gemara says Kiditvise. So Kiditvise means Arbet's ways. Abel Hoche, Kiditvise Yak, Doma, the Mashmak in the Shibiuchal Litvase, the Shteyat's ways, Va Filu Kosher. In other words, here the Gemara uses the Lashon Kiditvisas Yad. In other words, if you want to grab something, you have to use two fingers. You cannot grab something by using just one finger. But if you want to use two, if you are ready to use two fingers, so then you can grab something. So since here the Gemara uses the Lashon Kiditvisas Yad, that means the minimum size of being able to grab. That's two fingers. But there it says, just Kiditvisas. So the tvise means the tvise like this, because that the thumb that is by itself. Usually, I mean, when you grab something, so you grab it with these four fingers, not the thumb. Sometimes you can use the thumb also. So since over there, the Gemara uses the expression tvisas yad, stam when you grab something. So how many fingers do you use? Four fingers. So that's over there when it says Kiditvisas Tam. But here it says Kiditvisas Yad. That means the minimum size. That's Kiditvisas Shteyat Voitz. Alright. Now. So that is the Sheol Maira above the Bein Shet. That's the area that is descriptive of the area of the Torah of Asia, from the Pharaohs, where Shkute is not wrong. So that either it's the Tumut Zabeshet is four fingers or two fingers, but Limato at Kamo, in other words, you can share the gullet, the esophagus. So it doesn't make any difference. He has to cut the major portion of the circumference of the esophagus. But he can, the esophagus goes all the way down, up to the woman, the stomach. So he can cut it here, he can cut it here, he can cut it here, he can cut it here. So where is the downward limit below which you cannot cut the esophagus? In other words, where does the esophagus al kedin end and the woman begins? And the woman begins. So limato at kamo omer Rav Nachman omer Rabbi Baravuye at kinishiyasu. In other words, because in the woman, so you have certain hair-like substances called villi. So, in other words, you can cut in the veshe up to the place where the hair-like substances, the villi, appear. So, in other words, once you see that they are hair-like substances, so then it's not holy shchit. Because that's not the Vaishya company. So, Achiyas, any, now let's see the Rashi. Admoshi Chiyasya, Chiyisham Sa, Shedirim Visaki, Mikeres Aklim. Any Vom, Rabine Omar Gneve, Mishnigara, Tefar Vivashe, Somos Mikeres, Zeu Keres Aklimi. Zeu Keres Aklim. So, because the Mishnah says that Keres Aklimi, the inner woman, so even if it is just Nikum of Bimashu, so it's right. But Keres Achitzeni, only when it's Nikra Berube. So there is a Keres Achnimi, there is what is called the Keres Achnimi, and there is what is called the Keres Achitzeni. So, Gneiben, Mishnei Berav says that the one Tefach, at the end of the Veshet, near the Keres, near the woman, so that's called Keres Achnimi. And the rest of the woman is called Kerasakatei. Kerasakatei. The Omar Rabbin Omar Neve Mishmidera Tefa Beveshet, the lower Tefa